So I'd like to welcome you to our Egg Bread Startup Workshop. One of the final steps prior to attending Discovery Day. First, an introduction of why the workshop, and secondly, we will begin presenting the workshop to our candidates. The purpose behind the startup workshop in the franchise industry is so often franchise salespeople in the first call will do everything they can to get the client excited, motivated, enthused about the concept. They'll hurry up, try to get them a franchise disclosure document as quick as possible, then shift it into a legal relationship, get it to your attorney, read it, and then have a couple phone calls and hurry them up on motivation to get them to a discovery day, get face-to-face with them, get them all excited, and get them to purchase a franchise. And in that journey of excitement, enthusiasm, and salesmanship, very often the candidate is not being introduced to the proper decision-making, to the proper information, because the brand is driven on sales. It's not driven on culture and education and value matching. So the franchisor is left as a recipient of a salesperson or a third-party franchise broker who is simply trying to get the client excited, went silent on certain areas of the sales process that the franchisor was not privy to and didn't hear. Can I offer pizzas and hot dogs? A franchise broker will say, a third-party salesperson will say, go silent. That implies to the candidate that they can do things once they buy the franchise. The franchisor CEO, the training department, will never hear that silence. So there's missing information as one example. There are many more examples where the expectations of the franchisee are misled during this sales process. So the goal is get them excited, get them your franchise disclosure document, hurry them up into a discovery day, and now the franchise candidate gets their funding, they sign an agreement, and now they're on their journey. They go through the real estate, they go through the startup, they come to training, they grand open. Oh, by the way, they do not have adequate working capital to manage their business. They do not have the working capital they budgeted for their business. They spent all their working capital on the pre-opening activities in their location because local brokers. So now they paid for all the landlord capital improvements. They're paying too much in rent. They now do not have the budgeted working capital. They open their business, and they'll always say to their trainer that did their grand opening budget that came out and trained them, I can't believe this, that franchise salesman and your franchisor, I spent more money than I thought I would to open the business. I like to ask everybody in franchising, how many franchisees in America today will say, after they opened their business, they spent more money than they thought they would, and do not have the budgeted working capital to a break even. And now, instead of being positioned with their budgeted working capital, the working capital was stolen from them by a franchise salesperson with misleading expectations, not educating, not seeing and preventing, and not stopgapping. Number two, by introducing them to a local realtors who represent landlords and each other and their friendships through soft collusion, representing the landlord's best interest and their own best interest, by shifting the landlord capital improvements to an eager or overconfident first-time franchisee who would never know the difference. These are the practices of franchise salespeople, third-party brokers, unknowingly, unintentionally, but often intentionally. This is what causes people to invest more money than they thought they would. So the morals and the obligation that we have is prior to entering into a legal document, prior to them formalizing the agreement, prior to them signing their franchise document and paying us fees, that we would educate them in every way, shape, or form on the startup cost of the business, and then we would give them the disclosure document to reinforce that disclaimer, that disclosure to protect their best interest. This is why we do a screen share startup workshop that includes item 7 of the franchise disclosure document in addition to all of the other legal disclosures that we will be doing prior to entering into the agreement. So it's a double disclosure, a double education, preventing our franchisees from having oh by the ways. So the startup workshop is to open safely and creatively under budget with 4 key objectives. We want our candidate to use the least expensive money to open their business. We want them to collateralize as little of their assets as they possibly can. We want them to have the best tax advantages of the decisions they use within their assets. But most of all, we want to protect their working capital. So again, the purpose of the startup workshop is to have a screen share opportunity for our candidates to learn from our founder and president all of the unique experiences that they have had to open their business safely and creatively under budget with the least expensive money, the best tax advantages, limited collateralization, and above all, protecting working capital. That is the goal of this entire workshop. Now, to go ahead and get started, what we like to do strategically is we like to have our startup workshops on the second Friday of each month and the fourth Friday of each month. And here is the reason. We want the startup workshop presented by the president and CEO or founder of the brand that has the most experience in all aspects of opening up the business. Whether it's a kiosk, home-based, mobile, professional services, restaurant, or specialty retail, that individual, the founder of the business, will have the most experience over the years to have people learn and sidestep all their mistakes. Secondly, all of the candidates that are going through the franchise partnering and discovery process want to hear the trust and transparency in the culture from the visionary of the business. And this is an opportunity prior to them investing in flying to your market for Discovery Day, prior to driving 10 hours to Discovery Day, that they can get a sampling of the type of culture and communication and leadership and knowledge of their CEO. What I call sort of a coffee with the CEO, lunch and learn with this startup workshop, how to open your business safely and creatively under budget. Unlike any franchisor in America, franchise salespeople generally do not take the interest, generally are not trained, generally do not have experience in opening a business, and would not be able to fill in the authenticity of these informational gaps to protect the franchisee long term. We do not want franchisors to be exposed to risks, lawsuits, and litigation because a franchisee spent more money than they thought they would to open their business, and had they been educated in advance with more than just a legal document, they could have saved that money. So there are so many things that we should be educating on. The second part of this is why the second Friday and the fourth Friday. The reason for that is at all times you'll have 3 to 10 to 20 people going through your sales process. And at any one given time, either prior step or after a step, your franchise candidates are going to get locked up on startup costs. How much is it? How can I get the money? I don't have the belief in myself. Should I go talk to my banker? Either too premature or too late in the process, which paralyzes their ability to fund and move forward in the sales process. So they either want to hurry up and get the startup cost too maturely and go out and get a banker to freeze them up and say no, or they want to wait to do it too late. So it's the timing that's the most important to this education. Example, I have a client that's super excited. There's trust, there's enthusiasm. They've completed their concept compatibility call. They've completed their mutual expectation call. They're demanding, they're wanting, they're begging to know more about the startup costs, but it's not the time to be disclosing them their franchise disclosure document. There is a workshop coming up this week that my founder is hosting. That's 11 o'clock Pacific, 12 o'clock Mountain, 1 o'clock Central, and 2 o'clock Eastern. I'd like to make an invitation, even though it's before or right after and a little bit premature, even though you haven't completed this step, why don't I go ahead and see if I can get you approved to attend this workshop? Great. Thank you very much. What have we just done for our candidate who was locked up? We gave them tools, the knowledge, the insight to say, hold off, speed up, hold off, speed up. Now I've got the knowledge. The second thing that this does is it applies to everybody coming through your sales process. So no matter what stage they're in, there's always going to be the startup workshop coming up next week. We always have in the corporate calendar a startup workshop coming up the following week. The reason we do them only twice a month is because we can put 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 into a telephone conference call that is not a Zoom call. None of these workshops are to me bent as invasive. They're discovery, they're partnering, and in fact, we want to create comfort, not invasiveness. Call 1 is not Zoom, CCs are not Zoom, MEs are not Zoom, and startup workshops are not Zoom. We do not want people hesitant to come to workshops because of makeup, because of technology, because their spouse, because their weight, because their ability to speak, because of their ethnicity. We do not want to create prejudices based on people's appearance on whether we are going to approve them for a franchise. So we do recognize that Zoom is an accomplished communication device, but our preference is Join Me, which is a non-visual screen sharing tool that's $150 a year, and it's very easy for people just to click on the link, knock, and they're in our screen. So that's the reason we host them twice a month, because always in the next week we'll have one available. Thirdly, all candidates want to engage with the senior leadership of the company. There's a credibility, there's a trust, there's a personality, there is an authenticity that comes with the CEO, the president, the founder, hosting that meeting. The trust level goes up dramatically. I'm now going to feel more confident to attending my Discovery Day, booking my Discovery Day if I have not already at the end of my mutual expectation call. As we proceed forward, we are now going to transition to the beginning of the startup workshop. In today's agenda, Rachel, if you would please allow me to present to you an outline for the call. What I'd like to do is ask if we're here 20 to 40 minutes. We're going to talk about planning, common decision mistakes, cost avoidance, positive decision sequences, the initial costs of working capital, and all of the other things that can go wrong. So that's our agenda today, and we're going to start with what we call failing to plan is planning to fail. One of the things in business is we have the attribute that we can control what we can control, but also we want to try to control the things that are uncontrollable. So very often we say, well, let's just control what we'd like to control and what we can control. So we let the uncontrollables be the things that cause us to fail. What we want to do is introduce to you the uncontrollables so that you can put a prevention plan in place so that the uncontrollables don't cause your failure. What does that look like? The first thing is planning. What percent of all business owners will say after they open their business, they spent more money than they thought they would? 90%. Full disclosure, if we knew that that was going to be a mistake, that there was a likelihood that we would overspend, we could now take preventative measures to not make those same mistakes over and over. And as the founder of the company, I've done them, I've made them, and I want to share with you authentically the kinds of things we can see and prevent. So we do not want 90% of us opening and saying, I spent more than I thought I would. Number 2, common decision mistakes. So some of the attributes of going into business, you'll hear your friends say that are going into business, I'll put a pile of money in a checking account, and when it runs out, I'll close my business. Secondly, I'll get a bunch of bank loans and collateralize all my assets. Thirdly, I'm going to plan on a booming business to start by having lots of computers, lots of chairs, lots of equipment, lots of employees, and spend all my money because I'm going to plan on a booming business to start. Fourth, I'm going to overspend on marketing and salespeople, and I'm going to have 3 employees, but I really need 1. Five, I'm going to have the disease to please because I don't know anything about the business. I'm going to want to smother my customers and smother my employees. I'm going to have this disease to please, so I'm probably not going to be frugal in my decisions. Hiring architects, designers, general contractors, and large CPA firms. So I'm likely going to lean on experts and overpay. You're an architect, you're an attorney, you're a CPA, and you're a general contractor. And because you're licensed and experienced and I'm not, there's a tendency not to take the time to source 3 or 4 architects, source 3 or 4 general contractors, source 2 or 3 attorneys, and source 2 or 3 CPAs. So what we want you to do is we want to educate you on the importance of sourcing and matching to the right professional partners. I'll make up for all the decisions that I make in haste. So any bad decision I make, I'll make up for it down the road. I'll outsmart everybody with cheaper money. How many times have we met somebody that says, I'm going to outsmart you. I'm going to outsmart you with cheaper money, but at the same time, they're spending money on other things that have caused them to fail. I can do it all. Overconfidence leads to higher risk. So we're either eager or we're overconfident. The adrenaline rush of risk-taking is a trap. So what we want to do, based on all of those mistakes, we would like to say those are uncontrollables, but we can control each one of them. And we can control them with changing our mindset, changing our attitude to be frugal, to be resourceful, to be creative. Now we change our mindset so that we don't walk into a quicksand of emotional mistakes. Get scrappy, be lean, be frugal. And take every decision you make from the time you sign your franchise agreement as if you are broke. The minute you sign your franchise agreement and you pay your franchise fee, your entire mindset is frugal, scrappy, creative, and I'm broke. How much better will your decisions be from a mindset of broke? So the temptation is to do what? To fall into the perfect business, a lot more employees. The temptation is to get bigger spaces, to buy more equipment, to spend more on marketing, the Taj Mahal factor, versus the keep it frugal, be efficient with our decision making. Now, positive decisions. How important is the first decision and its impact on the last decision? How important is your first decision to its impact on the last decision and the outcome of overspending or coming in under budget? So for example, if our first decision is a positive decision, we go in that door, we are staying on the positive sequence of decision-making, likely to be more positive on the end. But if our first decision is to overspend, overinvest, overindulge, and we're on the left side, the negative decision, we are going to have a series of sequential domino decisions that are going to cumulatively cause me to overspend and overinvest in my business. So I want to make sure that we understand that we want to make sure that all of these decisions, emotions, involving yourself, legal, incorporating, credit cards, working capital, all of these are in a scope and sequence of decision making, not all at the same time overspending. There is a lot to be said about, you know, thriving on certainty. thriving on certainty. So when we're making these decisions to open our business, we all know that every decision has a little of emotion, a little preference, a little likability, and a little bit of our own personal taste and desires. Ultimately, every decision we make to open our business is going to come down to a little bit of a gut instinct. It's going to come down to a little preference. However, there is also a sense of security that comes with certainty, eliminating doubt, seeing and preventing, not making mistakes, not overspending. What is that doing? It's protecting your working capital. It's protecting your break-even point. If you don't have the number of customers or, quote, leads or inquiries, your revenue is not quite what it needs to be, and your overhead's a little higher, that can bleed into your working capital and your break-even. So we want to sort of protect your cash flow, your break-even, and your profitability by, again, focusing on your initial startup cost. Now, as we transition a little bit into the business model, what we've done is we've intentionally designed our brand not to be a mom-and-pop business opportunity of $8,000 working at home. We've tried to create a lower startup cost, a low to high of $199,000 to $500,000, whatever the range is in your franchise. You know, for you as a franchisor, whatever your low to high range might be. And within that, we've tried to create a very affordable franchise fee. And in this case, it's $37,500. And the franchise fee includes the trade name. It includes the protected territory. It includes the last 10 years of our research and development, all of our investment in marketing and sales and products and relationships and vendors. In addition to that, we activate for you an operations manual that will outline the basic procedures of the business. In addition to that, you are going to receive an active real estate process all the way to a corporate training to a grand opening just for the franchise fee. We also offer an area development, additional territory, more population for those that we approve for an area development. We have a bundled two stores or three store area development program for an additional fee of X, providing you open your locations or expand your territory within a mutually agreed schedule of development. Now, as we go through your FDD, as we go a little bit further down the road, we are going to be having more discussion about, in item 7, your FDD, about your initial franchise fee. We're going to be having more discussion about your leasehold improvements, your build-out costs, your tenant improvement costs. We're going to have more discussion about your security deposit of your location. We're going to have more discussion about your legal and setting up your corporation. We'll be talking about our furniture, fixture, and equipment, our leasing program that we have available to you. We will also be talking about your grand opening advertising budget, your working capital, your insurance, and other sundries of things to open your business that'll be fully disclosed within your franchise disclosure agreement. But as we go through our journey together, we're going to continue to break those down. Now, one of the things that in a startup workshop that I think is really, really beneficial is what we call sort of a breakdown in your FDD. So if we can work towards the possibilities of breaking down your item 7, I want to see if I have a little chart for you here that might be of benefit. Please forgive the break here of a little bit of a search. Okay, I think I... Well, I thought I had it. Let's see. This is a little bit of an overview. Well, I can't seem to find it. Well, I do have it. Let me see. I am closing in on it. I am closing in, and I just found it. Here we go. So in the very end of your workshop, I typically like to have an example, a wonderful example of the initial costs, item 7. We'll close by saying the low to high, initial franchise fee, the security deposit, leasehold improvements, architecture, cabinets, inventory, signage, POS, legal, grand opening, travel, $175 to $296. And this is the explanation that I would give as the founder, breaking down each one, the low to high, and all the creative things that we've done to communicate with our owners how to open up under budget. If we do not educate our clients, care for our clients, take time for our clients with our most experienced partner to educate our candidates, our new partners, on how to open up safely and creatively under budget, we will be left with a partner who opens up their business, the grand opening trainer will leave, and the grand opening trainer will come back to your corporate office and tell you the entire week I was there training, they continued to tell me how much more money they spent on their business than they thought they would. And the franchise salesperson who did not take the time to educate them unintentionally or intentionally, and it was just a sales process to disclose you, knowing that nobody would ever educate them. So this is a very important workshop. And I'd like to close on that. At the end, Rachel, if any of you would like to privately contact me and share with me your applications, I'm happy to set up a private session with you as our CEO and president. I'll go through your application process, and we'll look at the unique composition of your net worth. We'll look at your savings, your checking. We'll look at your stocks, primary, secondary assets, 401k, and we'll make recommendations on how you might want to fund the business. So many of you on this call today might want a self-fund. Many want a third fund or combination fund. But if any of you would like to email me after the call today, I'm delighted to schedule an hour with you. We do have your request for consideration on file. I'm happy to pull it out and sit down with you over the phone and give you some recommendations on how I would help, you know, suggest you actually fund your business. And this is why we don't want people going to banks and other sources, because we might have some unique ideas for you that you may have never considered. I'd like to thank all of you for being with us today. We look forward to seeing you on our Discovery Day. Congratulations, and I hope to meet you soon.
28 minutes. Well done.